Santa's cheeks are so rosy and so red. Last night I saw that fat man filling his cart in a tin. All I want for Christmas
WMFO Medford with Ted Drodzowski, Scissorman, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. He sent that to me just a couple of days ago, and it's his Christmas single. Of course, it's very bluesy coming from Nashville, and it's called My Christmas Wish. All he needs is a trip to the liquor store. Not a tough thing. I can help him with that. But I'm busy right now. But anyway, Ted, thank you very much. I'm really glad I could debut that for you today in the Boston area. And just before that, I played a classic from Blondie. I got it from a greatest hits collection called Rapture. And that was definitely the first time that anybody really heard the concept of rap in the middle of a pop song like that. It's just classic. Just before that, a real 60s vibe from a band called The Mystic Tide. That was Frustration. BCN classic, I'll say. WBCN classic. From way back in 1978, David Johansen from a self-titled LP back then. Funky but chic. And Big Head Todd and the Monsters, Brand New Noise. A new record is called Monsters Music Monthly, and that was for all time. That thing was rocking. That was really good. I like that a lot. So, all right, I'm Mike. I'm here for another hour. It's 10:02. I'm going to play one more New Noise for you, and after that, live in the flesh with all kinds of amps and flashing lights and guitars and drumsticks. Local rock and roll band Glowbox is going to join us right here after this brand new noise from the Dandy Warhols, brand new one called Be All Right. It's WMFO, Medford. Andy Warhol sounding mighty good there at WMFO. Hi there, I'm Mike, 10:06 in the morning. I got to turn my headphones down before I explode my brain. I do that more often than I can possibly tell you. All right, I want to welcome Kevin, Rick, Mike, and Jim. All together, you're known as Glowbox.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning, Medford.
What's going on? Good morning, Medford.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Nice to finally have you guys in here.
It's nice to be here.
It's been
nice
a little while, huh?
Yes.
Yep. So you guys call yourself a Boston band, although you're from all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, from anywhere from New York, Connecticut, and right around here. And you've been together about 5 years, and we're here to talk about a brand new record you've got called Fossil Fuel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the second one that you've done as an independent artist, just releasing it on your own, which seems to be more the norm these days.
Sure does.
Yeah. So let me tell, this is an interesting thing. The way that you guys got together, I mean, I would have thought that you just, you know, put an ad like in a local trade or something, but you got together by a I guess an app called bandmix.com.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a social media dating site for bands.
It's exactly what it is, yeah.
And you all swipe left or right or whichever it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know what it is.
Found the three most attractive of men I could find.
Yeah.
Wow. You got low standards.
You didn't see the other dudes, man.
Yeah. This went somewhere I didn't expect.
No. You know, it's very easy. I mean, it's a 21st century band, really. I mean, we're playing 20th century music, but 21st century type of technology got us together, you know?
Absolutely. So for those who don't know, you're really a hard rock and roll classic rock band, but you've definitely got elements of power pop. You're very important to you is the catchy hooks, you know, and the big guitar riffs and stuff. And that's basically what you base everything on to try and make that sound.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're going for. You know, harmonies, catchy songs, big guitar riffs.
We want people, you know, screaming our music out in their car while they're driving to and from work.
Yeah. And you're all very involved. I mean, I know there's a main lead singer and all of that, but you get involved as much as you can. Many of you contribute writing, even though you don't do it all the time. You may switch bass guitar sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're pretty, you know, fluent as far as a band unit.
Yeah.
That's correct.
We're all writing, all singing, all...
And I heard that you, I don't know how much it has to do with the cover of your Fossil Fuel, the dinosaur, but dinosaur rock?
Absolutely.
Yeah, explain that.
Well, actually, it was the morning we were going to record. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just, you're a tall dude. Bring it up just a little bit and talk right into it.
You're a tall dude. And it was on the news, there was a story about an animatronic T-Rex that caught fire. And so I saw it on the news, and they were showing the image of it.
So, of course, that piqued your interest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you see a giant dinosaur on fire?
Sure.
So we went to the studio that morning, and I told these guys about the story. And Mike pulled up the picture on Google right away, and we was like, that could be a good album cover. And then Dave Minahan, the guy who was recording us, said... He just said under his breath, he was like, fossil fuel.
Yeah, he's like,
and we
fossil
were like,
fuel.
That's it right there.
It's like literal fossil fuel.
Exactly.
It all fell into place.
It did.
Happened, yeah.
We said, I mean, it does fit the dinosaur rock theme.
Mm-hmm. So now we know how you got the album title.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dave Minahan, huh? That's quite a catch.
Of the Neighborhoods and the Replacements. You know, I mean,
I know.
Can you get better than that?
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, the record sounds great. The production quality is excellent. So,
thank you.
Good on you guys and good on him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you.
So, the gentleman here who told us all about the Fossil Fuel thing, that's Rick. So, let's start with you. You are really bass guitar.
Correct.
And vocals.
Yep.
And let's see, you primarily play guitar, but you took on playing the bass just to get in this band?
That's correct.
How difficult a transition is that to do?
Not hard. I've been playing the bass for a while anyway, you know, just recording at home and for myself, but it's not that hard of a transition.
Okay, cool.
I'm not that great with my fingers, but I can play with a pick pretty good.
Oh, but do you do, bass doesn't do pick, does it? Oh, I guess you can.
Sure, you can play the bass any way you want.
I'm just going to stop talking.
Just that whistle.
All right. Yeah, I mean, because I know some people that play the bass that's really, really like staccato and like, you know, just like to rip it up, and others that don't do it. It's more of a...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Playing with feeling.
Yep. So the type of music that you love is 60s and 70s. And
absolutely.
Yeah. What kind of stuff did you listen to growing up?
AC/DC, Aerosmith, Black Sabbath, Leonard Skinner, all that 70s rock.
That all makes sense.
And as I got older, I actually started listening to 60s music, kind of digressed a little bit, and just got into like the Animals and the Zombies.
Mm.
Of course, the Beatles. I was a little latecomer there, but
everybody's got to listen to the Beatles.
Yeah. Mm.
So when did you realize that, I'll ask this of all of you, when did you realize that music is going to be it for you?
About the age of 9.
Yeah.
My next door neighbor was a guitar player. And he got me into playing guitar, and that was it. I went and got my first guitar, and that's pretty much when I started wanting to, you know, be in a band and stuff.
And that was way back in Rhode Island.
Yep.
What part of Rhode Island?
At that time, it was Narragansett, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Yep. It was 1979, to be specific.
You have anything to do with the brewery?
No.
All right.
Just drank a few. That's about it.
That's what I was looking for right there. All right. Nice to meet you.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Dryanen.
Hello.
Kevin Dryanen, guitar, bass, and vocals.
Yes.
And tell us about you. You're kind of the ringleader. Would that be a correct thing to say?
Yeah, I don't know. I was the one who put the initial
ad
out there. Yeah, looking for
blue
people.
Eyes, blonde hair.
Yeah, long walks on the beach.
Yeah, calloused fingers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And rhythm guitar,
yeah.
Bass is what you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you are from Norwood, so you're a local boy.
Yes, sir.
And you do most of the singing.
I do probably more than most, but
I don't know if that's possible. Let's do the math. Can you do more than most?
Maybe 60 or 70% or something like that.
Wait, where is my calculator?
Yeah.
But especially when we play live, because Kevin sings all the covers.
Yeah, when we play cover tunes, I tend to take those.
That's
too,
so much of, fun there.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. So your influences are very similar to Rick. You know,
yeah.
the '60s and '70s. I would imagine the Beatles was big for you.
Beatles were it for me when I was real little. Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
What do you think of all the reissues and all the cleaned up?
Ask me what my wallet thinks of it.
What is your what now?
Honest, I love it. I think the White Album release is one of the best things that's ever come out of the
Beatles.
I mean,
with the vocals coming like right out in front of your face and just all cleaned up, it's
incredible.
It's incredible.
All of the bonus material, like forget it. All day I'm listening to these things.
I'm looking at some of the other influences you mentioned besides Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Monkees, Who, Kinks, Cheap Trick, Big Star. Oh, yeah, there's the power pop right there. But you know, when I asked for influences, you would actually pick one that you said of more overall influence for the band.
Yeah, more recent, too.
Yeah, it's a band called Sloan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with it, although we're going to play that track you
want. Excellent. Yeah, Mike and Jim and I went to see Sloan earlier this year, actually.
Yeah, Kevin kind of introduced us to them, and it's just kind of been a big hit with us. And they're a lot of fun to see. They got great hooky tunes, and they're awesome.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to use them as a model for what we do.
Yeah.
Just kind of big rock and roll, big harmonies. Yeah, everybody gets a chance to shine in the band, you know.
Well, that's the best thing. We'll get to hear that, and then, you know, hear you. And it's always fun to sort of hear the influence in you.
Cool.
You know, and people on radio can't see me gesticulate, but I'm a Jew. That's what I do.
But I can.
Imagine what you'd like.
Yeah. All right. That gentleman right there that was commenting, that's Mike Fiore. You play guitar and vocals as well.
Yes, sir.
And you're from the state of PA.
Yeah, originally, yeah. I've moved around a little bit. My parents are music teachers, so we bopped around from Pennsylvania to Connecticut. I moved up here after college and just been from town to town to town. I'm currently living in Worcester, and yeah, I like being a New Englander.
and you come from a very musical family.
I do. Both my parents are music teachers, so I was playing violin at the age of 3.
Uh-huh.
And it was just kind of followed through into my DNA from the very beginning. So I'm pretty quick to pick things up. I learned by ear primarily at the beginning, and then learn to read music later on. And
It's wonderful that your parents were you know, teachers, music teachers.
Oh yeah.
And your dad was also a felon.
I wouldn't say felon.
Not a convicted
felon. Stole your first guitar for you.
He did. No, he so when I was 11 or 12, I told my dad that I wanted a guitar for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Just cuz I wanted to learn how to play guitar. And he was teaching at a high school. he was the high school music teacher, and so he went in one day, and there was this old classical guitar that was just sitting there, and it was just collecting dust. Nobody was playing it, so he just grabbed it and brought it home, and that was my first guitar.
But how does that work?
Nobody mentioned anything.
We don't know a thing either.
Absolutely.
And here it is right now.
All right, so you're also like a walking thesaurus. You said you're pretty omnivorous as far as what you listen to.
Yes.
I was very impressed with that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So you listen to everything, like classical, electronica, jazz.
Yeah, I mean, well,
all sorts of things.
With my parents being music teachers, I grew up playing and listening to a lot of classical music. My dad kind of has a very similar, you know, taste for music too. So he kind of goes like, I mean, he introduced me to Frank Zappa when I was younger, and I just thought it was funny back then. But then as I got older and started to listen to more and more of him, it starts really, wow, this guy's really a musical genius. There's like, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so my dad would introduce me to that. There was a great composer by the name of Michel Legrand, and I always reference this guy whenever I talk about music, because he would put together these cinematic orchestral pieces that are completely bonkers but beautiful. I mean, just imagine the most over the top lush string sections and ridiculous chord progressions and just these really, really wacky musical ideas that just made sense. So that's where a lot of my music holds.
That's beautiful, because you can see that you just live, eat, breathe music.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it for you.
Yep.
And some of the influences you gave me were David Gilmour, mm-hmm. Mark Knopfler, Elliot Easton,
yes.
Guthrie Govan,
yes.
who is amazing.
Right.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd, of course. But the one that I picked that I'm going to play, we just lost him, Roy Clark.
Oh,
so I'm going to play some Roy Clark.
Yeah, yeah.
In the set of influences in just a second. So. That was great. All right, Mike, welcome to you, for sure.
Glad to be here.
And Jim McGrady, who was, he was tardy today, but he's the drummer.
he was not tardy.
I'm just a troublemaker.
He was the last one.
All right, so he's the drummer, so he had the most to carry upstairs.
Reputation
so
ruined.
That's fine. So you grew up just north of New York.
Yes.
And how did you make your way up here? Did you, let me start before that. When did you start playing drums?
So I started in the fourth grade officially.
Oh, wow.
And like in our elementary school, I grew up in a town called Putnam Valley, and the middle school band leader was an amazing drummer. And there was a assembly one day, and all the kids went in and they watched the band play, and then afterwards he was just fooling around on the drum set, and I was like,
and you,
that's what I'm gonna do that. And I went home to my mom and I said, I need to rent a snare drum.
And she goes, oh no you don't.
That's exactly what she said. And my sister was there, and she said, you know, I had older sisters, and she had gotten her first bank account and her first checkbook, and she's like, I'll write that check right now.
Oh,
man. So that's how I got started.
Wow, and it looks like you've been playing like hard rock and punk and even jazz all the way up through your formative years.
Yeah, I mean, I started really with the rock and the punk in high school. I was in a couple of bands there, and then I went out to California to school. And I was in like the percussion ensemble, and then a guy yep. from the percussion ensemble was like, you should be in jazz band. So I got into jazz really heavy, and then I wound up back in New Hampshire. I played jazz, and then I had kids and I started slowing down my playing, and then I found this band, and it's like, this is like coming back home, you know. It just
yeah, that
feels
swipe
so
left
good.
Was everything you ever wanted.
exactly.
I mean, I'm just looking at the influences that you had. You know, first of course, Beatles, Styx, Styx. For
yep.
anybody that's too young to know, I love Styx, Rush, Zeppelin, and then you moved into alternative, Cracker. I love Cracker, Pixies, of course, locally, Pink Floyd, Bill Evans, Miles Davis, John Coltrane. There goes the jazz influences. And Wilco. I love Wilco as well. I do.
Yeah, my brother-in-law got me all these, like all the early Camper Van Beethoven and the first Cracker record, and he also got me AM when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I started listening to that, and it's like, wow, this is awesome.
Once I heard Let's Go for a Ride by Cracker, I was like, yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
It's just such a great basic rock and roll song.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Camper Van Beethoven. You gave me a Club Med Sucks. to play. So we're going to play that for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So really nice to meet all of you guys.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Why don't we go ahead? Thank you. Why don't we go ahead and play one track each of your influences, and we'll be listening to hear what that sort of means for Glowbox. And after we come back, after this fourth song set, we're going to hear Glowbox playing live right here in fabulous Studio A at WMFO in Bedford. We'll be right back.
evening.
Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
WMFO in Medford. Well, it's too much fun. You guys are just playing along to that as it's going. That was crazy. All right, it's Mike here. Mike on the mic at 10:35, just about in the morning. Here with Glowbox. We just heard their influences. Let me go through them quickly with you. We heard a brand new Joe Perry called Quake for Rick.
Thank you very much.
That was awesome. Club Med Sucks from Camper Van Beethoven. Thank you over there on the drums. Riders in the Sky, rest in peace, Rory Clark. That was incredible. And Sloan right there ended the set for Kevin, Money City Maniacs. All right, you guys ready to rip it up in here and play some stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, take it away. Live in Studio A, everybody. Right. This is Glowbox.
This is called Come Too Far. Too far to start all over.
So we're going to play another song off our album Fossil Fuel, and this one is called Nice to Know Ya.
Are dying.
right, we're going to switch. I'm going to take my guitar off, hand it over to Rick.
So is Rick singing now?
Yes, sir.
Rick's going to do a little singing.
All right.
This is a song that is on Classic Rock Magazine, has this CD that is included with every...
A compilation,
yeah.
We're featured in the, what is it, the October issue?
November issue of Classic Rock Magazine.
Which actually came out yesterday.
Actually, oh, there you go.
It's news
on newsstands in America.
Go get yourself a copy. Get two.
It's got Queen on the cover, Freddie Mercury. And we are on this CD doing this song. So check it out. It's called Losing Ground.
Somewhere hollow, I feel my bones reverberate. Well, I just don't understand. Hasn't turned out like I planned. Without warning, taken back and losing ground. Feel the weather's getting stormy. Find another way around. Well, I just don't understand. Hasn't turned out like I planned. Have another look around. I feel I'm leaning over sideways. Head out nowhere to be found. Well, I just don't understand. Has it turned out like I planned?
Thank you very much.
All right.
This next song is called Anodyne. We just want to say thanks a lot to everybody here at the radio station who's been playing it. We really appreciate that.
Yep. I love it.
Awesome.
First song I played from this record.
Oh, hey, that's great.
Excellent.
Glad you like
fuel.
It. Ready?
Thank you.
ourselves. Their line of business, hard to sell. Giving and beg to get off of the ride. Can't stop momentum on a dime. Bent out of shape by the looks of things, exposed and out of line, out of sight and out of mind.
Globox Live here in Studio A.
Thank you.
Live, they played from their latest record, Fossil Few. That was Come Too Far, Nice to Know Ya, Losing Ground, and Anodyne. Thanks, guys. I think I'm going to give you a little break. I'm going to play three more tracks from the CD.
Awesome.
And then we'll come back and say goodbye and all that good stuff. Let me go into from Fossil Few. This one is called Just In Case at WMFO.
Just in case it's over now. Ooh, show me all the things you found. Just in case you need to know the reason why. Just as well we're only here to live and die. I should have known the answer was there all the time. I could have shown. Calling on my
like a party, people. Holy smoke, it's crowded in here. Yes. Woody Woodpecker says, all right, I'm going to go outside and milk it now.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
WMFO, Adverb.
Shut up, guys.